Listening to the Passion can be long. We've heard it before. We have to kind of work to stay attentive. But we should listen to it with devotion, because we've just heard the story of our salvation. We'll hear the Passion again on Good Friday. One of the names of today is Passion Sunday. That Passion is a tremendous reminder of what's been done for us. Another symbol of today is the palm. Today has been named Palm Sunday as well. These palm branches are not only significant in the Bible, they're significant in our Catholic faith. It was the palm branch that was an important building material for the ancient Jewish people. These palms gave them shade while living in the desert, and they were also a beautiful building material. The palm branch also provided food for the ancient Jewish people in the form of their delicious dates. Dates from Israel, if you've had them, are the best in the world. And the first city the Jewish people inhabited after they escaped Egypt, the first city they lived in was the city of Jericho. Jericho is known in the Bible as the city of palm trees, a very beautiful city. And today, as palms are laid on the road to comfort the feet of our Lord's donkey, today the palm is a symbol of our salvation. It's a symbol of our Lord arriving in Jerusalem to die for us. It's a symbol of the holiest week of the year, Holy Week, which we begin today. Last night, my family was here for the Spring Festival, and we braided our palms in great memory of my grandmother, and we put them on our crosses like you, in our cars. I throw one in my motorcycle bag just for safekeeping. They remind us of what's been done for us this week. So today, our Lord arrives in Jerusalem. He has just completed his last walk from Jericho to Jerusalem. It's 25 miles. About the distance from here to New England. And as he arrives in Jerusalem, they lay palms in the street, they wave palms, and our Lord doesn't stop them, because he knows it will all change. Things will change quickly this week. What a difference a few days will make. Today, the people line the streets as our Lord arrives, and they say, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." These same people will soon say, "Away with him." The people who today line the streets while our Lord arrives, they say, "Hail our King, the King of Israel." These people will soon say, "We have no king but Caesar." Today, the disciples are kind of strutting, walking with our Lord, acknowledging being a part of his group. In just a few days, they will deny they ever knew him. And the leader of them all, Peter, will publicly deny that he knew our Lord, he will do it 3 times. These palms that you hold will soon become the hardwood of the cross, as today the people offer him everything as he enters Jerusalem. And they will soon take everything from him. They will take his garments from him, which they will roll dice for. They will beat him. They will take food from him. They will take his freedom from him. He will be imprisoned. He will be humiliated. And he will die a dreadful death. He knows this will happen. And he does it anyway in his love for us. This week, my dear people, we dig deep. This could be the last Holy Week for any one of us here, for any one of us in this church. But it can certainly be a good Holy Week for all of us. To me, what it means to me is the continuation of my faith. We hear in the Bible often how many people came to believe in Jesus. During Holy Week, it's our job, our hope, our prayer to continue to believe in Jesus. That's my prayer for all of you during this week. During this week, when things are about to change for our Lord. Amen.